supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure, and provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music. Today, Tuesday, is the 8th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 20th of the month of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless this moment of this program, today's special, by recitation of chapter Luqman, verse 6.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ.
And of the people is he who buys the amusement of speech to mislead others from the way of Allah without knowledge, and who takes it in ridicule, those will have a humiliating punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The word chastisement here is qualified by the word disgracing for the reason that punishment should be equivalent with a crime. They disgrace the divine verses, and then Allah has also appointed a chastisement for them, which is both painful and disgracing. At the end, Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said, "Profane singing is among the sins for which Allah has promised the hellfire." And then he recited the verse under discussion. Therefore, profane singing is one of the great sins. Since a great sin is the sin for which punishment has been promised in the Quran.
Your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabb al-alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
We look at the music in the viewpoint of Islam. Music in Islam is divided into two categories, natural and artificial music. Natural music is the sounds of nature and animals that surrounds us and are ever present, like gushing water, howling and whistling of the wind, birds chirping, and many more. These sounds have been created by Allah, and listening to them is not haram and unlawful. The other kind is artificial or man-made music and songs that include the use of both or either vocal or musical instruments. In the normal cultural and global understanding of the term music, it is this definition that is referred to. As for the first type, there is no harm in it. There are melodies of nature that speak about the beauty of the Creator, Allah the Almighty. So all of these beautiful melodies of nature are actually Allah's creation doing the dhikr of Allah. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. From this perspective, we find that music has got various aspects because, I mean, it works on different kinds of, I mean, aspects of our nervous system. At the same time, it must be indicated that music may have a kind of relation with moralities, with ethics and mysticism. We find that according to the Islamic instructions, good jobs, piety, sincere faith in the whole in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the and other religious jobs and deeds we've been instructed to perform in order to attain more proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, in contrast to this, we can't find any indication, even a single indication, that this divine path, this religious path, can be trodden through listening to music. No, getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being enabled to taste the sweetness of proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires hard work. And this hard work should be done by anybody who wants to travel this long path. It cannot be done, it cannot be performed simply by means of listening to music or playing music, because in this way music spoils our nervous system, and other than wasting our time, music makes us really very dormant, and that kind of music cannot be recommended for sure.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Thank you for listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we'll look at the negative effects of music in Islam. Music makes us addicted. Instead of listening music, we can change it with reciting Quran or conducing dua or other useful activities, including charity, because music is addictive. The rhythm and melody has the same effect as cigarettes or a drug. But if Muslim cannot live music completely, then Islam recommended to choose music that teach goodness. Music that teach goodness can give a good influence toward human. Instead of listening to dark and rude music, this type of music will give us an ease and relieves our mind.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب شكرا يا رب.
The harmful effects of music on body and mind is the title of this part. A type of music to be injurious consists of those musical compositions which reflect their lack of form, their irregular rhythms, the mother mind in its condition of stress. Many modern dances, particularly jazz, combine overstimulation with the disintegrating influence of their rhythms. Howard Hansen exposes in a drastic way the widespread injurious influence of jazz. He says this: I hesitate to think of what the effect of music upon the next generation will be if the present school of jazz continues to develop unabated. Much of it is crass, raucous, and commonplace, and could be dismissed without comment if it were not for the radio, whereby hour after hour, night after night, perhaps they have developed an immunity to its effect. But if they have not, and if the mass production of this drug is not curtailed, we may find ourselves a nation of neurotics, which even the skill of the psychiatrist may be hard-pressed to cure.
and a hadith by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Baytul Ghina la tu'man fihi al-faji'a. A house that has music, a house that plays music all day and all night, a house that doesn't lower the volume of music, la tu'manu fihi al-faji'a. Sudden disasters occur in that house. When all of a sudden you see a disaster occurring in your house, first go in and ask, what happened? What is the reason? One of the reasons is music. When music is played in a house. وَلَا تُجَابُ فِيهِ الدَّعْوَةِ. And our prayers and dua will not be answered. Some people say, why isn't my dua ever answered? I have someone who's ill, someone who has cancer, for example, and I continuously pray for them, but Allah does not answer my dua. Why? This is one of the reasons. Because we have music in our houses. وَلَا يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ مَلَكٌ or al-malak. Angels will not come into our house when there's music being played. That means if angels do not come, then who comes instead? It's either angels or whom? Shayateen. Shayateen will come instead. And another hadith by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, al-ghina yurithu an-nifaq wa yu'aqibu al-faqr. First of all, music and singing brings hypocrisy into a person's heart. A person becomes hypocritical. يُنْبِتُ النِّفَاقَ فِي الْقَلْبِ means that hypocrisy will come and sit in that person's heart. Not that a person will become hypocritical and become a hypocrite for a day or 2 days. No, hypocrisy will come and sit in that person's heart. That person will become a hypocrite. He listens to music, but then at the same time, he wants to come and pray. He wants to go and do the ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This person listens to music and at the same time he wants to read Quran and listen to dua Abu Hamza Thimali. How? How? How is this heart that is hypocritical that listens to music but at the same time wants to listen to dua Abu Hamza Thimali? Isn't this a contradiction? It's like a person who goes to the gym for 2 hours and does all kinds of exercises but comes back home and eats 3 burgers and a couple of cheesecakes and eats regular Pepsi, not diet Pepsi, but regular Pepsi. This is a contradiction. How is this possible? This is a form of hypocrisy.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
Inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Salam, dear listeners, and condolences to you on the fateful 8th of Shawwal, the anniversary of the sacrilegious destruction of the sacred Jannatul Baqi cemetery of Medina some 9 years ago by Wahhabi terrorists who razed to the ground the blessed tombs of the Prophet's prominent companions, wives, aunts, uncle, and especially four of his 12 infallible heirs, that is, امام حسن مجتبی، امام زین العابدین، امام محمد باقر and امام جعفر صادق peace upon them. It was the habit of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to regularly visit this blessed graveyard and salute the dead with the words, Peace upon you, O abode of the faithful. God willing, we should soon join you. O Allah, forgive the fellows of Baqi.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, the Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith and tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the categories of people during the account, meaning the account on the Day of Judgment. In this hadith, Imam Ali categorizes these people into different classes, based on what will transpire for them on the Day of Resurrection when they're being taken to account. Imam Ali says, the people on that day will be of different classes and stations. Some of them will be given an easy account and return to their people happy. This is actually taken from a verse of the Holy Quran. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Meaning there's some people Their account will be easy, will not be difficult for them, and they will join their people, their relatives, their spouses, their children in paradise. Some of them will be given an easy account and return to their people happy. The second category is this: some of them will enter paradise without giving an account, meaning some people will not be taken account for, their actions will not be assessed, they will not be weighed, and these kind of things will not occur for them. Automatically, they'll be taken to paradise without being asked or questioned about anything. Why? The Imam alludes to this: for they had nothing to do with matters of the world, of the worldly life. They didn't preoccupy themselves with the world, and they didn't care about the worldly life. They had nothing to do with it. So their actions were pure and sincere and only for God. For this reason, they have no bad deeds, and therefore it doesn't make sense for them to be questioned and taken account for. Imam Ali in continuation says, "For indeed the account there," meaning in the hereafter, "is for those who entangle themselves with them," meaning the worldly affairs here in this world. If somebody doesn't, therefore, entangle himself with the worldly life, then there is no reason and no purpose in taking him to account. Imam Ali says, وَإِنَّمَا الْحِسَابُ هُنَاكَ عَلَى مَنْ تَلَبَّسَ بِهَا هَاهُنَا, meaning person who gets entangled with the affairs of the world. Finally, the last group of people is described by Imam Ali in the following way: and some of them will be asked to account for every speck and spot and will be made to suffer the punishment of the blaze. Meaning there are some people whose actions will be assessed, will be weighed, will be taken account for, and then because they were so worldly and had committed so many sins, they will be made to enter the painful punishment of hell. So altogether, in this blessed and very sacred and very noble tradition and hadith, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam has mentioned three groups of people. Some people's actions will be taken account for, but their account will be easy. It will not be difficult for them. They will enter paradise. The second is the group of people whose actions will not be taken account for, and they will automatically enter paradise. So these two groups of people enter paradise. One group of them is taken account for, the other is not. And finally is the group who is not even taken account for. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the categories of people in the hereafter, in the words of Imam Ali. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thanks so much for joining us again. Inshallah, we will continue Surah An-Naba, and practice and apply those rules that we just studied.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
One thing left from our previous session about the letters which are written but not pronounced, okay? Do you remember it?
Yes.
The letters which are written but
not pronounced.
Lesson, okay? In... six words were there, okay? If you remember. Ulu, Uli, Ulate, Ulae, Ulaike, Saurikum. So these were the six letters, okay, that the letters are written, but you do not pronounce them. Okay? They are written, but you do not pronounce them.
Ulaika ala hudan min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun.
Afaman ya'lamu anna ma unzila ilayka min rabbika alhaqqu kaman huwa a'ma innama yatadhakkaru ulul albab.
وَكَتَبْنَا لَهُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْعِظَةً وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ.
There are also some other words. Like they are written, but you do not read them. Like Aleph is written there, okay? Aleph is written there, but you do not pronounce them. Let's say and practice this rule as well. Then we will go to our new topic, which was the letters which are not written, but you have to pronounce them.
Not pronounce them.
So one of the words is mi'atin. Mi'atin. Can you identify the letters?
Mi, Hamza. Hamza. Mi'ati. Te.
Ha. With ta. Ta. Mabsuta.
Just mim.
Hamza. So, but there is one alif after mim. Ma. Mi'atin. There is one alif, but when you see this word, okay, you do not have to pronounce this alif.
It's easy. Mim. Hamza. Ta. And tanwin.
Can you go to Surah Al-Fajr? Turn to Surah Al-Fajr.
Which page? We have no idea what page it is.
Uh-huh. Go to Surah Al-Fajr, if you know. It is on page 593. Page 593, Surah Al-Fajr. Ayah 23. The last ayah in that page.
Yes.
Who can recite?
The last ayah.
Okay.
No. The last ayah.
A'udhu billah, bismillah, recite.
وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ.
Let's recite a salawat for Hadi.
اللَّهُمَّ
صَلَّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدْ. That was correct.
I understand what you said. وَجِيءَ.
وَجِيءَ. Alif is written here, but you don't have to pronounce it. Look, there is a small sukun on the top of Alif.
That's not a sukun.
So for mine is gray.
Okay, that's great.
Yes, yeah, so green.
That's why you understood.
Yeah, mine is gray. Nothing there. Good.
Yeah, for him, mine is blue and like.
So you gotta skip it then. So here, Gia is. Listen, Gia is one of the words that Aleph is written there, but you skip it, okay?
وَجِيءَ
يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. Do not say وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ, no.
Sir, all that's written is for me is just a waw and a jim, hamza, and يَوْمَئِذٍ. That's all that's written.
That's correct then, there is no alif.
وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى.
Okay, So remember that when a letter Alif or Ya is written there, but you don't have to pronounce it, it's very clear. There is a small sukun on the top of that Alif, okay? Yes. Well, sukun is a small always, okay? So it is on the top of that letter. So it means that you got to skip this. So let's get back to our previous topic, which was the letters which are not written but pronounced.
So can we
must be
one
pronounced.
By one?
So what we were talking about, ha'ul lamir, yes?
Ha'ul lamir.
It means the ha that you have to stretch the sound of who, he, to who,
so
and
ha
he.
Or ha? Ha or ha?
Ha is zamir. Ha means, ha does not mean that ha, alif, and hamza, no. Ha, this circle, uh-huh. Ha.
That has two eyes.
No. Bigs. Not two eyes. Just it's one eye. Uh-huh. That one. Like bihi that we had.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So, Suratul Naba, respected brothers and sisters, we will again continue Suratul Naba.
One by one.
We were reciting, alhamdulillah, up to page... ayah 15 we recite
this. Yes.
Let's continue. Let's repeat this ayah again, then the next ayah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
So if you have joined us recently, so you can open the Quran, page 582, Surah An-Naba, ayah 15.
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا.
If you do not stretch the sound of bihi, how do you say?
Bihi.
No, do not stretch the sound.
Sir, because there is a ye.
No, just suppose there is no ye.
But sir, it will be too high and it's really hard to pronounce.
بحب لنخرج بها. Wait, لنخرج به.
Oh, Alif Dagger.
لنخرج به حبا.
No, no. I mean, do not stretch the sound of he. Just say he. لنخرج به حبا ونبا. That becomes a little wrong, yes?
Yeah.
Kind of wrong word.
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا.
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا.
ما شاء الله.
So can I read one by one, sir, please?
Yeah, one by one, one sir. By one.
Okay. من هالحسين, next ayah.
Okay. وجنات الفافة.
Uh-huh. One of the cases with the letters which are not written but you have to pronounce is this alif, dagger alif.
Yeah.
It's not a complete alif, but you got to pronounce it, alif. Yeah.
It's like an alif.
Sometimes you can't see it.
Yes.
Sir, because of this in my Quran, this is like
this
yellow.
Is
yellow? Yeah.
Falafel.
Okay. So let's listen again to Minhan Hussein.
وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافَةً.
MashaAllah. وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. Great. Muhammad Yahya.
إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا.
إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا.
Again, a dagger alif. It's pronounced, okay? You gotta pronounce it. MashaAllah. Mahdi, next ayah.
Wait, what?
يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا.
Thank you so much. Great. يوم. Okay. Thank you so much. محمد هادي. Next آية.
وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا.
ما شاء الله. Let me recite these two آية. يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا. أب
وابا.
Bouncing sound. Yes.
أب وابا.
Great. Great. من هنا سين؟
أبوابا.
Okay. وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا.
Great. وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا. يحيى.
إن جهنم كانت مرصادا.
ما شاء الله. إن جهنم كانت مرصادا. مهدي.
للطاغين مآبا.
Louder.
للطاغين مآبا.
ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. للطاغين
مآبا.
Normal sound, okay? Not too high, not too low. Okay?
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا.
We'll take a break after reciting the salawat and giving thanks to IRM English Radio for this kind of Quranic sessions. In behalf of everyone, and maybe our brothers and sisters, they really think IRB English Radio in cooperation with several international schools network who hold this kind of sessions. May Allah, inshallah, Allah Almighty reward them the reward of Jannah. Let's recite a salawat, inshallah we will be back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي.
We said earlier in the previous episodes that Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part has referred to four evil doings. So he starts saying, وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِي مِنْ سُوءِ فِعْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِي. I ask you not to hasten me to punishment for what I have done in private, my evil acts in secrecy and my misdeeds, وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِي, my continuous negligence and my ignorance, وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِي, and my manifold passions, وَغَفْلَتِي, and my forgetfulness. So Imam alayhi salam is mentioning four evil doings: dissipation, ignorance, passion, and forgetfulness. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam is beseeching Allah not to hasten the people to punishment, because if he hastened the people, not a single being would have remained on earth. And the Almighty Allah, due to His mercy, not only does not hasten the people to punishment, but He also conceals their wrongdoings as well. In the previous episode, we discussed dissipation throughout the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and in this program, we'll try to have a look at the two other ones. Ignorance of the truths of the world and hereafter is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioned in this part. This ignorance, as well as being unaware of the duties and rights of yourself and the others, it is a dangerous illness. And this illness, if this is not cured using knowledge and understanding, this will definitely bring about permanent harm. This is what will cause disgrace, and this is what will ruin our lives. You may remember some of the traditions we discussed in the explanations of the phrase, I have been audacious in my ignorance. ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable.
knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Another sin that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in this part is passion. Passion means extreme desire for anything, extreme desire of gaining of something which has a human goal. If this desire is for untrue and unlawful reasons, this will lead to committing sins and corruption of the spirit, and eventually results in the punishment in this world and hereafter. Sometimes this passion turns the heart upside down, and as we said earlier, it will cause a spiritual metamorphosis and transformation of the heart. This is one of the most important problems with the people in previous nations of the prophets, that they try to deny the messengership and the messengers, longing too much for the worldly issues. And this is the main cause of passion. This extreme craving, together with satanic temptations and accompanying the sinners, nourishes the tree of wrongdoing, the damned branches of which are various sins. It causes distance from Allah, deprivation from His mercy, disgrace in the world, and punishment in the last day. Throughout the Holy Quran's verses, we have seen many stories of the previous nations and ummah that the Holy Quran mentions that they used to deny the signs of their Lord only because of their longing and craving for this world. This dangerous tree of temptation cannot be destroyed except by accepting the advices, by repentance, and by returning to Allah, by calling Him, beseeching Him, and reflection and concentration on the course of events. This is what we call by turning to our Almighty Allah, and by Him responding to our supplications. That is why we suggest, and we have been recommended by the infallibles and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, to try to specify some times during our day to talk to our Lord, even if we do not see our requests granted. Because when we are allowed to talk to our Lord, we have gotten the greater benefit, which is iqbal of the Almighty Allah, which is turning to the Almighty Allah and Him responding to our requests. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to RIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are trying to understand the idea of the wisdom behind Imam Ali's taking over the government, and we are taking our inspiration from the third sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, also known as the Sermon of Shakshakiyya. It's a very important sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains some of those reasons and those deep, you can say, wisdoms behind taking over the government and accepting the governance at that time. Of course, we discussed that it was not for any personal value, for some material achievements, but for something very lofty. And of course, one of the reasons that we mentioned previously was that people were now ready to help. Imam Ali alayhi salam saw that he had helpers, but before that he didn't have those helpers. And the second reasoning that he mentions, he says, وَمَا أَخَذَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعُلَمَاءِ أَلَّا يُقَارُّ عَلَى قِضَّةِ ظَالِمٍ وَلَا سَغَبِ مَظْلُومٍ. And the other reason that he says is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a covenant from the scholars and people of knowledge. That means he has placed, you can say, as a duty, an oath-based duty on top of people of knowledge. It means when a person learns, he has to realize that there is some responsibility that comes with it.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the reasons